Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Here we go. Fucking Friday night. Little early. Fuck it, I don't give a fuck. I got some good stories, so I guess we'll get it fucking right fired up now, shall we? Let's start with the week. I know I missed like the other 2 weeks and I fucking got back with a bit of shit, but I got some better shit this week, I think. Personally, I think it's fucking better, but who knows, but this fucking week, it started off with a fucking bang. I'm going to say that. Like, fucking Monday, I was like, I drove with my buddy, Jesse. Like, I fucking talked about him before. Like, fucking chill ass dude. But, like, this dude, like, he smokes weed. Like, this motherfucker is the biggest stoner I've ever met. And I'm a fucking stoner. And I was like, man, I love him. But, like, he always, like, brings me weed. And he'll be like, man, like, this fucking weed, It's not that good. It's not even fucking good. And then I'll smoke a J on the way home with him. And like, I'll be at fucking Mars. I will be like on the planet Mars picking up fucking rocks. Just hanging out because I'm so fucking high. As like Monday, he's just like, man, like my wife made you some cookies. And I was like, I gave him like 6 jars of weed off of like my plants. And I gave him like the best fucking angle of my weed, like all the good shit, like all the tops of the weed. And he's like, man, I made you cookies. I was like, oh, dude, how'd you do that? And he's like, man, I took the weed and I just all busted it up and then I fucking put it in the slow cooker. And then I put like all the cookie mix in with the fucking like in the slow cooker. And I just made like slow cooker cookies. I'm like, that doesn't even make sense. Like, they wouldn't harden. How the fuck did they harden? He's like, oh man, I had to take it out of that. But like, I just cut them into like brownie pieces. I was like, all right, man. Like, what did you give me? He's like, man, I gave you like 3 pieces. He's like, dude, if you're going to eat them, eat like 1.5, because like if you eat 2 or 3, you're gonna be fucked. I was like, all right, man, like whatever. So I ate like 1.5. It's like, I should have fucking known. I should have known eating 1.5 in his language is like literally like 10. I fucking ate these fucking like this chunk of like just like chocolate fucking chunk cookie dough horse shit with weed, because it tasted like weed. It didn't taste like cookie. It just tasted like weed. And I fucking ate it and I was like, man, like, all right, cool. Like 1 hour, 2 hours, and then it hits you. It's like, oh shit, here it comes. And you can feel it coming on. Like, you can feel like the fucking warm blanket of hell just like kind of like flop over you. Like, oh my God, there is the fucking warm touch of the devil. There is death. Is that your fucking, is that your clammy hand on my shoulder? It must be. And my God, I tripped out. For like 2 hours, I laid in my bed and I just like tossed and turned and shook because I was like, I'm gonna fucking die. I'm gonna fucking die from these goddamn chocolate chunk fucking weed fucking cookies. Like, I'm just gonna fucking die. It's like, okay, fuck, I'm just gonna let that fucking shit go. Like, we're good. So fucking Tuesday rolls around. I was like, oh fuck, like, went out and fucking bought some more fucking ornaments for the fucking Christmas tree. I was with the wife and the fucking baby and all that. And it's like, when I was out, I was like, I realized something. Is like, I'm gonna be a horrible dad. And it's like, it's not what you're thinking. It's not like the fucking fact that you're, oh man, you're gonna be a horrible dad. You're gonna be all fucking stoned and drunk and not care about your kid. No, it's not about that. It's about the sheer fact of like how I fucking hate people and I fucking hate parents more than anything in this fucking world. That's what it is. And it's like, I started seeing when we went out and we were looking for like toys and shit for my kid. I started seeing other parents and how they interact and how they fucking deal shit with their kids. And I was like, yo, I fucking hate these motherfuckers. And I started thinking, I was like, you know, I watched a video the other day on it was like Facebook Reels. And it was like this monkey, and it was in Thailand. And this like one monkey, like they were all like getting peanuts from like all the tourists, and this one really cute monkey fucking was getting all the peanuts. And then, like, this random, like, monkey dad just came over and just snapped the neck of the baby. Like, literally just walked up and just snapped the goddamn neck of the baby monkey. And the baby monkey just goes limp and just drops. And then the monkey just, like, sits there and just smiles. Like, give me some fucking peanuts. I just killed that little motherfucker. Now they're my peanuts. Like, Jesus fucking Christ. Are you fucking serious? What the fuck in the Lord of shit was that? And it's like, dude, I think I'm going to be that dad. I think I'm going to be that monkey dad. Where it's like, if some little kid like comes over, it's just like, can I play with your kid? I'll be like, hey, fuck, all right, you just don't fuck around. And the minute that kid fucks around, I'm just going to grab him and throw him against a wall. The minute that kid pushes my fucking kid down, I'm just going to grab that kid and throw him against a wall and be like, what? And then, like, that little asshole's fucking dad's going to come like, what the fuck? And I'm just going to have to kill him. I'm going to have to fucking rip his face off because I fucking don't have it inside me to be a normal dad. I fucking don't. I fucking do not have it in me to be normal when it comes to parenting. It's like, I have this violence thing inside me. I mean, maybe it's like the Napoleon complex. Maybe it's a little man syndrome. I don't really fucking know. But like, all I do know is just like, man, like I fucking hate everyone except that little baby. And anything that comes around that little baby, I just want to fight. I just want to attack all the fucking time. And it's like, I started thinking about it and I started like researching more and shit like that. And like, you look into like, preschools and all this shit. And like, motherfucker, like, you gotta put your fucking kid on a goddamn list. Like, I have a fucking 4-month. My 4-month-year-old daughter is on a goddamn preschool list. Like, 2 years in advance. It's not even, fuck that. It's not even 2 years. It's like 3 or 4 years in advance. She has to get accepted for this fucking shit. I was like, that's fucking insanity. Like, really? Like, I have to wait 4 years to get my kid in, and then I have to adhere to your stupid fucking rules. And it's like, the stupid rules are, it's like, you can't have peanut butter sandwiches. Like, a lot of kids have peanut allergies these days. Where the fuck was the peanut allergies in the 90s? Where the fuck was it? I seriously don't know. And everyone's like, oh, you know, a lot of people, they stay away from peanuts because it's salty. And that actually may fucking, like, bring up the disease. Like, really? Like, you're such a fucking asshole that, like, you don't like peanut butter sandwiches. So, like, now your fucking kid has to pay for that. And not only does your kid have to pay, that every motherfucking kid in that entire fucking school has to pay because you didn't want to have like too high of a sodium count for your fucking child. Suck a fucking dick. Suck a fucking dick. I'm not playing that shit. Honestly, I fucking told my wife this tonight. I was just like, you know what? Like, honestly, like when we go to like that first like meet the teacher meeting in like grade one, when they're like, all right, your kid is doing this. He fucking told the kid to fuck off, but he's doing great finger paintings and we're really proud of him. Like, once I fucking go in for that meeting, before I go in, I'm going to fucking get my hands and I'm going to rub them in peanut butter. I'm going to get the fucking oil all in my fucking hands and get it all fucking, you know, like moist and shit in my hands. And I'm going to go around and I'm going to touch every single motherfucking goddamn doorknob in that entire fucking school. So at least one, maybe one, two, three, maybe four, at least four kids I can fucking take out. Just fucking take them out with a peanut allergy and be like, man, like, I wonder what happened to those kids. Like, yeah, like, 4 kids died at the school from my peanut allergy. I'm like, oh, my God. That will be me wiping my fucking hands on the goddamn doorknobs of every fucking doorknob in that fucking piece of shit school just to fucking prove a point. Like, well, you know, you stopped eating peanut butter and you stopped that fucking peanut salt to, you know, help your child and help your health. And guess what? It fucking killed your child. That's right. I didn't kill your child. I just put peanut butter all over my hands and merely touched 200 fucking doorknobs in that fucking school. And I'm sorry. That's what you get. That's what you get for trying to be a fucking proactive fucking asshole parent. Suck a fucking dick. Eat some peanut butter, you fucking piece of shit. I don't know. I just fucking can't handle it these days. It's like, how the fuck am I going to put up with this? Because I don't think I can. I literally do not think I can put up with these woke, fucking, stupid, bullshit fucking parents these days. They're fucking gluten-free, peanut-free, fucking allergy, fucking da-da-da. It's like, suck a dick. Like, let's bring this back to the 90s. Fuck it. Let's bring it back to the 80s. Where, like, you would scrape your fucking knee at break and the teacher would walk up and rub dirt in your leg and be like, suck it up. Suck it up. Like, this is the real world. Suck it up. No, we don't have that anymore. We do not fucking have that anymore. And it's like, I fucking never, ever rant about that shit. And suck a fucking dick, Kenny. I'm fucking ranting about my fucking baby right now, you fucking asshole. For anybody that doesn't know, Kenny is a fucking dear fucking soul that I love more than anything. But he shit on me this week and it broke my heart. I've been working out every day this week. I quit drinking. Well, not, I didn't quit drinking. I quit drinking frequently and I've been working out. I've lost 10 pounds. Fucking asshole looked me right in the eye. He's like, I thought you were working out. I was like, dude, I've lost 10 pounds. It fucking doesn't look like it. Jesus fucking Christ, Kenny. Like, you're fucking breaking my heart right now. Yeah, fuck you. Oh, Jesus Christ. But, like, I thought about that, and it's like, God damn it. Like, this is the fucking world we're living in now. It's like, we have to fucking adhere to all these other people's problems. It's like, what the fuck? It's like, man, like, when I was a kid, hang on a second, I'm taking a piss here. I don't even give a fuck. It's like, when I was a fucking kid, it's like, you had those, like, kids in, like, the DC class, and you're like, man, what's a DC? Holy shit, I just pissed all over the goddamn floor. It's like, what's a DC class? It's like, developmentally challenged. And I was like, fuck, like, okay. It's like, do you know what they call them now? They don't even have a fucking word for them. They just have they call it the blue room. That's what I found out. I was like, oh, that's the blue room. Like, what does that mean? I was like, well, the blue room is where, like, the specially challenged kids go. It's like a blue room. It's a calming room. It's like a room that's blue and it calms them down. It's like, what do you mean it calms them down? Well, like, if you, when they come to school, like, you know, they have a lot of like a lot of angst and whatnot. So like they freak out and then they can go home and they're fine. Like, I really wish I had that when I was fucking 10 years. Like, I didn't have Down syndrome or have anything that was gonna make me freak out. But like I fucking had angst, but I couldn't release it because that's not appropriate. And it's like, if you give a kid a reason to exploit it, they're going to exploit it. But that's what the fuck they do. It's like, Jesus fucking Christ. It's like, fuck this shit. Like, I'm everything that these people are saying that we shouldn't do as parents, I'm going to do it. I'm going to fuck with every single goddamn fucking thing that they say. And when they email me, they're like, oh, you know, Ryan, like, your kid came to school with peanut butter in her hair and she had peanut butter on her hands and we're going to have to expel her. Like, okay, like, what would you rather have? Would you rather have the kid show with a peanut butter sandwich or an AK-47 and just light everybody up? Well, that's fair. That's specious reasoning. That's not specious reasoning. I'm asking you a fucking question. Like, what would you want? Do you want a disgruntled asshole kid or do you want a kid that can eat peanut butter sandwiches? That doesn't make any sense. Like, no. You don't make sense because now we're adhering to all these asshole kids where their asshole parents didn't eat fucking peanuts and it's inherited into them. So now we have to fucking just inherit that we don't eat peanut butter sandwiches. Like, is that what we're going to do? It's like, hey, I got one. I got, this is a really good one, guy. Like, okay, hey, lesbians, okay, when you're fucking now in grade 6 or 7 and you're like, I'm a lesbian, like, okay, but you can't eat pussy. Okay. Like, what are you gonna do? Nothing. You can't tell somebody what to do with that shit. That's fucking bullshit. The fuck is wrong with you? It's like if you adhere to kids, if you adhere to every kid's whim and all their fucking judgments, and you adhere to everything, it's like, you know what happens? You get fucking asshole little kids. That's what happens. Like, how the fuck you idiots not see that? And I saw that shit like years ago. Like, I fucking dated this lawyer, and she had a 4-year-old kid, and like this lawyer, like, she dated so many dudes, this little kid figured out how to, like, manipulate. This kid was 4 years old. 4 years old. And he figured out how to manipulate his girlfriends, or his mom's boyfriends. And it's like, all of a sudden, like, I came into the picture, and I was like, fuck this shit. Fuck this little kid. Fuck you. I fuck your mom and do cocaine off your mom's tits. Like, I'm not going to sit here and have you fuck with me. And the kid would still try to fuck with me. And I remember, like, sitting down with him and being like, dude, like, stop doing shit. And he's like, my mom said I could. I was just like, your mom doesn't know shit. Fuck you. Stop doing shit. And he, like, oh, you can't say fuck you to a kid. I'm like, yes, I can. Yes, I fucking can. And, like, that little asshole, what did he do? That little asshole ran back to his mom. It was like, Mom, he said I couldn't fucking do it. It was like, yeah. She came back. She's like, don't fucking talk to my kid like that. It's like, yeah, like, your kid's a little asshole. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, your kid is a little fucking asshole. And that's what all these kids are turning into, is little assholes that they feel like they're fucking entitled. And I keep hearing this fucking word, and the word kills me. It's woke. Oh, it's a new woke culture. It's like, oh, he's woke. It's like this guy at work. It's like, dude, I love this guy at work, but, like, he can't admit, like, that he's a piece of shit. And, like, that's what I'm good at. I can admit that I'm a piece of shit. Like, I've got hookers. I've done a lot of shitty things in my life. Cocaine, fucking whatever. But, like, I can still at the end of the day admit, like, hey, I'm a piece of shit. And this dude can't. And that's what kills me. And it's like, today I was like, you know what, I'm gonna fuck with this guy. I'm gonna fuck with him really bad. And, like, I met one of his friends, and one of his friends was woke. And I was just like, I made a comment, I was like, yeah, da da da, just like your faggot friend. And he's just like, what'd you say? And I was like, I said, just like your faggot friend. And he's like, don't call him a faggot. I was like, why? He's because he's not a faggot. I was like, well, he crosses his legs when he sits in his seat. He shook my hand and he put his knuckles up. If you shake a dude's hand and you put your knuckles, so think of the top of your hand. If you put your knuckles up and your fist down, either somebody's going to kiss your hand or they're going to suck your dick. That's how it works. And I was like, you know what? Fuck this guy. Like, I love the dude, but he's such a fucking fat piece of shit, just like me, that he's never had anyone fuck with him. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna fuck with this motherfucker right now. I'm gonna get him going. And as soon as I called his friend a faggot, he's just like, man, don't fucking call my friend a faggot. He's not a faggot. I was like, oh, dude, are you butthurt right now? I'm like, how's it feel? Like, you talk shit to everyone, and now it's coming back on you, and you can't handle it. And, like, the dude looks at me, he's like, man, it's funny. He's like, you're really tough when you talk right now. But he's like, if you talk like this outside of here, he's like, you get put to sleep. And I was like, really? Really? I was like, dude, where do you come from? I'm like, oh, wait, don't answer that, because I know where you come from. 10 years ago, you were working at McDonald's. 5 years after that, you were in school for some fucking faggot bullshit, science bullshit. And then 5 years out of that, bitch, you were at McDonald's, or you were at fucking, you're where we work right now. Like, you have never done anything in your life to, like, talk shit to me. And I was like, dude, you know where I came from, bro? I'm like, 6 years and, like, 6 years working in the mental health unit, 3 years working at the worst fucking bar in our entire city, and then 2 years after that working in the second worst bar. So I was like, dude, you don't understand what you are, and you don't understand what I am, so don't talk shit. He's like, oh, what the fuck are you? I was like, dude, I'm violence. I am violence. I may be 5'4", 185 pounds, but, like, dude, like, I will fuck your day up, and I will fuck everyone's day up in your entire life. Like, that's the funniest thing. It's like, you don't understand what violence is. Like, oh, you're a tough guy. Like, no, I'm not a tough guy at all. I'm just telling you that I have been tough. I'm not tough anymore. Like, I'm not tough. I'm just a fucking fat fuck now, but, like, I kicked the fucking shit out of you, bud. And he's just like, he just didn't say a fucking word the rest of the time. And I was like, dude, ah, oh, fuck. Now I feel really bad. Like, I didn't mean to call his buddy a faggot. Like, the dude is a fag, but, like, you shouldn't really call somebody's buddy a faggot. Like, that's not cool. But I was like, you know what? This fucking guy deserves it. He shits on everyone. He's like 300 pounds. He's got mushrooms. Like, he literally has skin tags growing under his arms. Like, he has a mushroom patch of skin tags growing under his arms. I was like, dude, you know what the first thing you have to do is before you buy a house for your family? Get those fucking things lasered off your armpits. You have a mushroom patch growing under your arms. It's disgusting. And like, the thing is, like, the guy was, like, so shocked. He's like, oh, fuck, like, yo, you piece of shit. Like, dude, what are you talking about? It's like, you do this to everybody else. So it's like, this is what happens. It's like, you talk shit. Then you ran into me. It's like, you're a 300-pound, 6-foot dude. I'm a fucking 230-pound, 5'4" dude. And, like, I am violence. Like, I am the fucking guy that, like, guys like you try to fight, and then I knock your fucking teeth out. And I was like, I don't know how to fucking put it any more clearly for you, but I'm just gonna let it fucking go. I let it go. I didn't say a fucking another word. And then it's like, all of a sudden, all the guys are like, man, were you fucking mouthing off? And I was like, dude, like, I don't give a fuck. Like, it is what it is. Like, if you can't fucking handle, if you can give it, you can fucking take it. And that's why I didn't feel bad. It's just like, man, it's like, that's the world. It's like, give it, take it. Don't just be one of those assholes that, like, sits there and is like, oh, I'm offended by this. And then turn around and be like, handicapped kids are the devil. Like, no, you can't do that. You can't just, like, you can't make outrageous statements and then, like, not stick by them. If you're going to talk shit and stick by what you're doing, and you fucking go hard. That's what life is. And no one gets that anymore. It's like, all life is nowadays for people is like, oh God, I'm so offended by that. I'm offended. And like, look at fucking restaurant reviews. Look at fucking anything where people have a fucking voice. Facebook, fucking Twitter, fucking Instagram. Whenever somebody's given a voice that you can't see a face, they're the toughest motherfucker in the world. But as soon as you come to their face and you're like, what'd you say? They just cower. And I hate that. I fucking hate that. Because I literally have lived my life off being like, I'm 5'4". I'll knock your fucking teeth out. Like, do it, fat fuck. And then I knock your fucking teeth out. And then it's like, oh, where are we at now? Where are we at now? It's like, no, that's disappearing. It's disappearing with this new goddamn woke culture. I know, suck a fucking dick. It isn't woke culture. It's you being pussies. That's the whole fucking point of it. It's like literally all you motherfuckers raising your children to be pussies. Not to fight. Not to fucking, like, stick up for themselves. To run and tell. Like, you're a bitch. I'm going to run and tell my teacher that you called me a bitch. And then that kid's going to get suspended for like 8 months. Because that's what happens now. Like, no. fuck that shit. You suck a dick. I'm not fucking playing that shit. So, I don't know. We'll fucking see how everything turns out with my kid, but I'm sure there's going to be a couple fights, and I don't know. Kind of get off on, I really do get off on just making people angry. That's like the best thing ever, but meh. We'll see how the old factory shit goes, and see how it turns out. One last thing. Kenny, suck a dick. You hurt my feelings today when you made fun of me. I've been at the gym every fucking day. I haven't quit drinking, but I've been working out every day, and I've lost 25 pounds. I've lost 25 pounds, Kenny. You fucking broke my heart today. I told you, if I happen to so chance kill myself, you're going to be in the letter. You piece of shit. All right, motherfuckers. I'm going to fucking go to bed. I've had a bit too many of these fucking apple ciders, which I didn't really say. I've been drinking apple cider all night, so that may have something to do with it. Motherfuckers, have a good weekend. Enjoy yourselves, and Wolf stomping out.